Hello, and thanks for tuning in to The Seashell Way. My name is Shelley Langell, and I'm a career and certified executive coach and creator of Seashell Consulting and the International Coach Coalition. Hello, and thanks for tuning in to The Seashell Way podcast. My name is Shelley, and today I'm talking about how to move up within your career or within your organization. Perhaps you're with a company whose values and ethics align with yours, but you're in a role that doesn't fulfill you. Well, first, congratulations. Being with an organization that you believe in is a gift. So what can you do to move up into something more challenging and exciting within your company? I have quite a bit of experience in moving up within organizations and sectors, and I would say key factors in my success in doing so could be attributed to a good attitude, having a mentor, sometimes more than one, working hard and smart, and even creating my own senior role based on gaps I noticed in seeking clients. Additionally, I think there are several key factors to show initiative and the desire to advance, exactly what employers are looking for. So let's get to them. Number one, seek out untapped opportunities. Provide a solution to a problem in the organization or identify a gap, be it new markets or resources, and provide a plan to address it. Leaders appreciate hearing from employees who offer solutions to an issue, many times a situation they weren't even aware of. Two, make friends with VIPs and engage a mentor. Organizational leaders can provide insight and act as important sounding board for your ideas to improve the company's culture or bottom line. And you'll be top of mind when they hear of an opportunity that's a good fit for you. Three, be agile and gain the strength to move quickly and easily amongst change. Change really is the only constant, and the more comfortable you become with it, the more you'll be seen as a valuable member of the team. And let's face it, change abounds in everything we do, and having a comfortable relationship with it can also benefit your own well-being. Four, volunteer to take on a project or ask for more responsibilities. You'll build on your accomplishments, increase your knowledge, and be seen as someone to count on. And be accountable. So push yourself outside of your comfort zone in taking on a project or new role, but also own up to any mistakes or shortcomings. Being transparent, owning up to mistakes, and staying accountable sends a message that you're trustworthy and competent. A good organization knows that mistakes are part of the learning and becoming competent or even excelling in a position. Six, self-promote creatively. Offer to organize an event or a meeting, and then communicate the details prior to and after by email. Make sure your email signature is included, and before you know it, everybody will know your name, title, and see you as an engaged team member working in everyone's best interest. Seven, be helpful. Prove you're dedicated to your career and those around you. That means staying on top of what's going on by attending staff, networking, and social events to get the scoop on who's doing what and who needs help. When you see someone that's struggling or needing help, offer to assist. Eight, ask for that promotion and apply for those jobs within the organization, even if you only check off a couple of the competencies they're asking for. You won't get what you don't ask for, and honestly, you may be pleasantly surprised at what comes your way. And finally, be brave. You likely have more skills and attributes than you appreciate. And if you see something you want, act on it. Talk to your manager. Make sure those in leadership positions know that you're keen to learn and advance within your career. Be courageous and believe in yourself. I hope the ideas and suggestions I've provided help you to rise up from where you are and find that position you've been dreaming of. Thanks for listening. To hear or read more like this, please subscribe to The Seashell Way, follow Seashell Consulting on Instagram and Facebook, and follow my Shelley Langell LinkedIn page. Until next time, take care.